This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Beautiful Jess Windows just walked into the studio looking glowing from Bali.
Yes, a little bit of a tan.
Well, I mean, you know, all those massages must be so relaxing.
Yeah. It's horrible coming home though, isn't it? That's the worst bit. It's like Bali gets a really bad rap, and I'm from Perth, so it gets a really bad rap when you're from Perth. But oh my God, it's the most beautiful place in the world.
Is it still looking dirty? But last
night,
not dirty, but like the amount of rubbish in the water, I was so shocked.
It is pristine.
Oh,
they
good.
Have put in so much work. They have a clean up like everywhere we stay. They have a volunteer, and every restaurant and stuff like puts out two of their staff on a Thursday and just clean up everything. So they have a big clean up Australia Day, Bali. But clean up Bali Day. It's amazing.
Where do you stay? Where's your spot? Like your main, if you have your main
spot? I've got three spots because I like to do the diamond. I first of all get into Legian, which is not Kuta and not Seminyak. It's in the middle. Mm. So double six.
It's where the rich people go.
No, it's the, it's not.
Oh, that's Seminyak.
That's Seminyak.
Yeah.
But it's where they're kind of family, like it's got the, you want to go for Geelong double six people because there's a place there you wouldn't believe it. It's a Greek restaurant in Bali. I love Balinese food, but the Greek restaurant's amazing.
I thought you can't trust meat in Bali. I thought that's a whole thing.
No, you totally can. As long as it says Warung at the beginning, that you know that they're selling it enough. So Warung means cheap as well. Like, well, Merah means cheap, but the shop. Anyway, so then you go to Lavina up the top, off at
Lavina
up at the top. And then you want to go to Chanidasa on the east.
Oh, okay. I stayed in a place where a lot of people were getting married. So it was me and my family and then a bunch of couples. And I'll tell you what, I've never felt so single in my life. Everyone was walking around all happy, proposals left, right and centre. I'm just walking around with my food, my ice cream. It was the saddest time of my life.
But you loved it.
I loved Bali. It was so nice there. But I remember I was looking through my photo booth on my Mac the other night, and one of the videos was me post Bali, and I kid you, you know, it was just being really sad. And I was like, I'm really sad post Bali. I have so many withdrawals. And I did. It's a lovely place. Wouldn't stay in the couples retreat again, though, without being in a couple. Being with my mum and my stepdad probably wasn't the greatest choice.
Well, listen, you know, whatever floats your boat, sweetheart. You know,
like, in Bali, anything is actually okay. Sorry. Yeah, so anyway, but yeah, for me, Bali was like, I travel a lot, and being from Perth, I went to Bali/Indonesia country 72 because I thought it was just a joke. Because when you're from Perth, people go, oh, I've never left the country. I've been to Bali, but I've never left the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
Perth,
just seen as a
coup. Because where Wayne was from, he was from up the top in a mining town called Wickham. For their year 10 and year 12 school camp, they actually go to Bali. It was cheaper for them to fly to Bali for a school camp than it is to bring them to Perth.
Yeah.
When you live up the top.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right on. Have you been to
Bali. Last time I was there, I was sitting on the beach. My hair was a little bit longer, and this lady come up and said, can I plait your hair? And I turned around, and she had a finger halfway up her nose. Then she tried to touch my hair, and I'm crawling through the sand trying to keep her away from me. Yeah, it was the most gross thing I'd ever seen in my life.
I got a massage once, and then straight after she started squeezing her zits.
Ew.
I have to leave the station.
Play another song. Yeah, no, Bali, yeah, there's a lot of weird stories. They always get... See, the massages always throw me off, Tom. I'll tell you what. I had a leg massage once and it just creeped way too close to my personal
spots.
Look,
me and Wayne laid on a bed together. I made sure we go to the room. And I actually had to say to the young lady, sweetheart, you can let go of it because it ain't going to move while you're hanging on through it. And she kind of threw it back down and walked it. Wayne locked up and I go, yeah, she hung on for a little bit long. I think, yeah. I'm really glad Jess is here because we were talking yesterday with Mikey and he said something. Can I go, I don't have a TV in my bedroom. He was shocked. Like, am I the only one in the country that doesn't have a TV in the bedroom?
I was raised with a TV in my bedroom because I don't know. I think my mum was just trying to make me a little happy boy after the
There's no way in hell I would have let my children have a TV in their room.
Really?
But I'll admit, when they were teenagers, Wayne and I had a TV in the bedroom, because on a Friday, Saturday night when you've got 12 and 13-year-olds, it's easy just to go to your own room at 6 o'clock at night and watch your TV.
Yeah.
But no, we removed it out of our room. I think I gave it to one of the kids when they went to uni and...
I think it shaped me because I'm a big film person now, and that was solely because my parents allowed me to watch films. I wasn't addicted.
Oh, he watches film. Never seen Sound of Music. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Start with the classics, sweetheart. Start with the classics.
Yeah. Why would I do that to myself, Tom? I'm not. You know what? I like performing in musicals, but I'm not a big musical man myself. We're talking about TVs in the bedroom. I have one. I've lived with one my whole life. I've got a big old setup. I've got my PlayStation. I love it. My bedroom's now my man cave. Jess, do you have a...
This is a touchy subject, actually. You've, like, hit... I never get nerved. This hits a nerve for me. My partner and I only... We've been together 11 years, and the only thing we fight about is that I want a television in my bedroom, and she won't let us have a television in the bedroom.
I'm going to tell you straight.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What have I done? Because I fall asleep to TV. So same. I end up falling asleep on the couch, and instead she would be woken by the TV, but she falls asleep everywhere. So I don't understand. I don't understand. So.
I'm going to say, to keep a good relationship alive, remove the TV out of your bedroom.
But why?
That's there to make love. That's what keeps relationships happy.
There to make love.
If you're there watching, you know, Home Shopping Network, it ain't that romantic. You aren't going to say, oh, hang on, in a commercial, shall we? I mean, that's gross.
So the ad breaks are there for, Tom.
Well, that just shows your problem if you've got 3.5 minutes, don't you?
Or maybe I'm efficient, okay? Maybe I'm efficient.
Guys, get to the water cooler, quick!
We love some gossip. Hey, meeting with the royals yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison presented the Queen with a quirky gift, a book about Australian champion racehorse, Winx.
Yes, Her Majesty took a quick look at that and said, oh no, not another autobiography about Camilla.
Later, Prince Charles told the Aussie PM, you must be incredibly jet-lagged, to which ScoMo replied, it's easier this way, it's much harder going home.
Well, I could believe that, because it would be difficult going home when you've been the only one at the party not invited or wanted.
So mean.
In grim news, though, the Breakthrough National Centre for Climate Change has issued a report predicting the end of human civilization as we know it by the year 2050.
Whoa. Oh, but in good news, though, Cher's new album is still on track to be released in 2053.
I know you can make a joke about that one.
I love Cher. She'll be going forever, is what we're saying.
I'm still going to be alive then. Yesterday, Australian Federal Police officers raided the ABC's headquarters in Sydney.
And what did they find? Oh, yes, I heard there's a bear in there and a chair as well.
On her radio show, Jackie O revealed she never negotiated a salary for her work as a judge on Popstar's reality series back in 2000, stating she only earned $67 cash a day to cover expenses.
Well, that's just like our show here on Joy, only we forgot to get even $67.
A doctor who was examining a patient found a spider crawled inside of his ear.
Well, I'm not shocked about that, because God knows what they'd find in one of my orifices.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.